This afternoon, what we're going to do is, it's really a conversation. And I guess we'd have to say Diane is at the center of that conversation. And we're going to have to hear a little bit about how mentoring has benefited the career of all of these beautiful women. So I'm going to just introduce everyone. Sue Matthews is the interim CEO at Niagara Health System, is also the VP and Chief Nursing Executive. And I don't know how you get all that on a business card, Sue, but it's quite long. So there's Sue. Diane Martin, who you know, is the Executive Director of RPNAO. And Holly Smither is just taken on a new role at Osler Health System as an RPN and is a relatively new graduate. Sue and Dan, could you tell us a little bit about how you got together as a mentor and mentee?
My first recollection was that I was represented my unit on the Nursing Practice Council, and Sue was, you know, as a chief nursing officer, was co-chair of that council. And one day, as I'm packing up my things at the end of the meeting, I have a recollection of Sue saying, you know, I'm wondering if you would be interested in having a mentor-mentee relationship, you know, career, a little bit of a support for your career. And literally, I swear this is true, I turned around to see who she was looking at. I thought, Sue's talking to somebody. And then I realized there's nobody behind me. I thought, what? She's got me mixed up with somebody. But she said, no, I'm talking to you, and I think I see some leadership potential, and I'd really like to work with you and work with you through your career. I think we could do some really interesting things. So that's really how it started. Do you remember anything different than that?
No, actually, I do remember that. I remember seeing in Diane a spark. So in speaking up on the Nursing Council and asking the right questions, I saw that there was something that she really had the potential to be something in the leadership field, in formal leadership. And so when I talked to her, and of course we knew each other from the council, and you know, we'd talked many, many times on different issues, but it was just that little spark and I do remember her reaction. She literally did look behind her because she didn't think possibly I could be talking to her, which I was amazed at. So that's how I remember it too.
Well, it sounds like you had a really rich relationship, and I know it isn't really ended, but can you tell us a little bit, maybe start with Sue, what did you think were the success factors behind your mentoring relationship?
I think the one thing I would say, you know, there's two sides to the mentoring relationship as the mentor. So there's the time you spend and invest in another person, but it's really not only about what they get from you. I get so much from being a mentor, and that's the part that's what's kept it going so long, watching someone expand their knowledge, expand their horizons, challenge themselves, think differently. That's the reward that I get, and so watching Diane grow in her career, it's one of my greatest joys in my career is watching Diane, and there are a couple of other people that I believe I played a role in seeing them grow as both as a person and as a professional. And I think, you know, seeing that spark in Diane, you know, there's a bit of a risk when you reach out to someone, whether you're reaching out as a mentor to be a mentor or whether you're reaching out asking someone to mentor you. There's that risk. And again, it talks, you know, I talk a lot about risk taking. But I think that was a big part of it for me, and watching her grow is really the biggest, one of the biggest things I'll ever get from my career.
You know, I think that one of the things that I learned through the whole process was that it isn't about having someone like Sue who's just going to make open doors and make my life really easy. I don't even have to try now because look who my mentor is. That's not even at all how it actually worked. One of the first things Sue said to me was, okay, so let's talk about how I'm going to give you feedback on the things that I observe you do or things that I, you know, would like to talk to you about. I can give you just all the positive stuff, or I can give you the positive and the negative, but let's talk about how we'll do that, because it was important to establish that up front. And I was all for hearing everything. Because yeah. I really wanted to grow as a person. And I just want to say that the first time I applied to Sue for a leadership job that, you know, reporting to Sue, I did not get the job. My mentor did not give me the job. And the reason she didn't give me the job is because I wasn't ready yet for that job. But I'm so thankful that I didn't get a job that I wasn't ready for. But when When I, you know, I was told by, I believe, Human Resources that I didn't get the job, but then Sue called me up and she said, do you want to come down to my office and let's talk about why you didn't get the job and what you can really do to make sure the very next time you apply for this, you can get this job. So it wasn't, this is not a process that just opened doors and made life easy for me. It really was about having someone who had knowledge through experience and education help me understand how I could be better and really be a leader. So I think that's important to note.
And I would say the other part on the other hand of that is, you know, having someone who is open to being challenged. You know, I've mentored other people and actually the mentoring relationship has ended because they're not open to being challenged. The other thing that Diane and I didn't have to do too much, but I've had to do in other mentor-mentee relationships, is set boundaries. You know, so, you know, you can't call me at 11 o'clock at night at home. Right, although Diane could, but
well, I do
but,
now.
You know, you know, but that, but we evolved to that. You know, you have to set certain boundaries. You have to be okay, and I don't want to mentor someone who only wants me to open the doors. And that was the question. And at the time, you know, I could have opened very few doors compared to where I could now because I hadn't had the experience of the provincial role of, you know, of a number of things. So really it was about you, if you're okay with me pushing in a hopefully positive way, you know, if you're okay with that challenge, then this will work for us because it also will work for me. It won't work for me if you're going to come into my office and say, how can I get that next job? What can you do for me?
And if I could just add that there is a lot of pushing that goes on because when I first met Sue, I was so tired from doing that RN at Georgian College, and she said, you must start the BSc, and I thought, I need lots of time when I don't meet with her because it just wasn't, but you know what? Once you get started, it gets finished, and then she kind of got ramped up into the whole thing. And when I finished my BSCN, I'd already started the master's degree 2 months before I finished the BSCN. I always joke that one of the things about Sue is never let her know that you're comfortable in your current position or she'll have you moved on, you know, well, I've been thinking what you should do next. So now I've learned that when she says, how's everything going, to say, oh, I'm still struggling to figure it all out. I'm really just joking. But there is a belief in yourself that there's a belief that a mentor can have in you and that you may not have in yourself, and that's the piece that makes it work, I think.
So what I heard from that is that you actually not only had a goal, like a career goal, or what was the functional things that you're working on, the learning things, but there was a whole relationship discussion you had. How are we going to work together? You know, are you comfortable with this? So that seemed to set a good tone for you. On that. So.
Absolutely. And there were times on a specific issue, and I still sometimes say to Diane, do you want me to challenge you? Right? Because sometimes she'll come now to vent or to, you know, to just want to talk through something. But I will now ask her, what are you looking for in this discussion? What is this conversation for? Because if you want me to challenge you, I will, because I've got the questions that might challenge you in a way or ask you to think differently about this. And I can ask her that and she will answer me, no, go ahead and challenge. And on occasion say, no, I'm just venting, so I don't want the challenge right now. I can't have it. But vice versa now, because we have such a strong relationship, she can challenge me. So, you know, it's not one way. It has evolved to a point where, you know, we're equal in our leadership skills. We're equal people, and we always were equals, but in our leadership skills and our experience. So I value as much her response and challenge to me as I think she does from me.
Yeah, I challenge her sometimes, but she's not very often wrong, so.
Yeah, can we tape that for my husband? So that.
Well, thank you. And Diane, if you were thinking about how the impact that Sue has had on your career path, what would you say were the top three benefits?
The top three, I think for sure, in terms of education, you know, I think I was a great nurse when I was an RPN. And I always knew that you didn't have to go back to school to be a great nurse, but you know, sometimes you just need someone who's going to say it is an option, and you know, let me just encourage you, because it might give you some different paths that you could do. So just that little bit of encouragement when you just feel like you can't do another thing, to get signed up, get started, and get it behind you. And secondly, I would say You know, there's been moments when I thought that she was crazy, because she really would say, you know, I really believe you can do this thing. And, you know, and in fact, I believe it was I ran into her in a parking garage, you know, when we were parking our cars in Toronto once, and she said, she's the one that told me the RPNEO executive director position was open. And she said, you can do this job. And I thought, there's no way. A provincial association, including all the finances and everything, there's just absolutely no way. But I think the important thing about a mentor is that they can see in you what you can't see in yourself. And I think that's probably the most important thing. It is very hard to see in yourself where your talents are. I don't think that comes naturally to people. And, you know, I guess the next thing is just that no matter what your practice is, just having that someone that you trust and who gets you. I mean, our styles are very different, but she gets my style. Having someone to run ideas past can really make you see things in a different light and your work out the other end, whether you're a nurse at the bedside or whether you're in a leadership position, any of those jobs, you just do a better job when you have someone that you can run those things by.
And Sue, what are the top three benefits that you felt from having Diane as your mentee and being a mentor?
So I think I talked earlier about the reward of seeing someone that you've in some way had a role, seeing them succeed. That by far is the top. For Diane as an individual, I've developed a friendship. So Diane's one of my best friends now. And I think that's, you know, for me, that wouldn't have happened if we'd never developed this relationship and moved on and, you know, et cetera. And the other thing is now getting the challenge back. So, you know, having someone that I trust, that I can go to and bounce things off and sometimes vent to and say, not looking for a challenge, but I'm just venting. But also, you know, having that reciprocal relationship, that's absolutely critical for me.
Well, actually, you've answered my last question then, really. So this mentoring relationship, which started off a little more formal and structured, mm-hmm. has evolved now into more than that.
I remember the first time there was an event where we actually went to Sue's house and I saw her with her children baking cookies and I thought, she bakes cookies. Like it really was just, it was not, you know, it was a very formal work-based relationship. But yeah, I really feel like when I have a decision or something that's really challenging me and I don't know what to do, I know I've got someone who will at least talk things through with me, but really it is, we spend more times together as friends now than we do.
I think that was the same day that she looked at my wedding picture and turned to me and said, you were hot.
It's a bad choice of words.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, that's great. It's a wonderful story of how the mentor and mentee evolve and that relationship evolves. When you really invested that time up front in really setting the context for your relationship and how that evolved. So that's.
And I think, Michelle, I wouldn't want people to leave thinking that every mentor-mentee relationship ends up with this lifelong friendship. I've had many people that I have mentored or others have mentored me, that, and it's not a bad thing that it didn't end up in lifelong friendship. It's just, it didn't evolve to the same way. We just, you know, happened for whatever reason in our careers, in our time, in our lives, to be connected in that way. And don't, you know, I don't think that people should take from it that it should end up that way. I would expect, and looking at the research, and you probably know more than I would, that it's rare that it ends up that way. So we have something that's unique versus what I would think everyone should expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did say there was a few mentoring relationships that, you know, you've had the mentoring relationship and moved on. Yeah. Maybe just a little bit, but what kind of connections do you have with those people?
So most of them, because nursing is a very small community, and most of them are nurses, not every one of them, but, you know, there are people that, so, you know, I look to Sue Monroe in the back, we're friends, we're, you know, I see her at events, et cetera, and love to chat with her, you know, but the mentor-mentee relationship is over. So we, you know, we don't do what Diane and I do and call each other and ask for those challenges. There are also people that, either for whichever perspective decided to end that relationship because it was not working. That's very different than the evolution of, you know, she was my manager, I moved on to a different organization, you know, and sort of it was an evolution versus this isn't working because. And those are very hard decisions that, you know, very hard discussions to have, but you have to have them. So I have two people in my life that I've had those discussions with that, you know, I believe you're not listening to the challenges, or not open to the challenges. You're here for a reason that I can't understand yet because you're not receptive to the questions or the challenges. And to me, mentoring, a lot of mentoring is not about giving answers, it's about asking questions. And so when I would say to somebody, and what do you think about that? What is your, you know, these two individuals didn't want that. They wanted to come into my office and have answers given to them. And so at having that very difficult conversation about this isn't working, and I still see them and, you know, we're still, friends isn't the right word, but, you know, we're cordial, we chat, there's no hard feelings, it just didn't work. But you have to be prepared for that up front, that, you know, and that's why setting the stage for it up front is helpful, because, and now having learned that through those two examples, I would have asked different questions up front. What are you looking for in a mentor? Are you more to what I asked Diane? Are you okay if I challenge you, if I ask you questions, is that how you want this relationship to be? And I would have asked that more up front in those.
Yeah, and I guess in the same respect, from that relationship, and maybe we'll come back to Holly in just a sec too, that as a mentee now, would there be questions you would ask of a mentor to make sure there was a match? So,
well, that's a really good question. I think I would ask much the same questions that Sue asked me, just to make sure that we really understand that there'll be, you know, there's suggestions and feedback, and as Sue calls it, challenges, where a mentor should really, in a very positive way, challenge the thinking of a mentee, and, you know, how is that going to work? And how does that, are we all both really comfortable with how that's going to work? And do we both agree that this conversation that we have is respectful and helpful? And once you really establish that, then the rest of it, setting the career goals, or in my case, as my advice is to Holly, make it a little bit serendipitous as you go through. But that part's easy, but yes, absolutely. Setting the boundaries and the sort of how we're going to talk to each other through this, that's the big part.
Great.
The mentoring initiative has been launched. There is information on the website now.